We want to first of all talk about the latest in COVID-19. We know that the R rate has crept back to or potentially above one this week. We also know that there are increasing reports among GPs that people are perhaps becoming a little bit lax when it comes to reporting the symptoms of COVID-19 and going to a doctor to try and get referred on for a test. So I'm delighted to say we're joined this morning by Dr. Nuala O'Connor, who is the clinical lead on COVID-19 and antibiotic resistance with the Irish College of General Practitioners. Nuala, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. How prevalent is this concern now that people are waiting a couple of days and, you know, withstanding COVID-19 symptoms before they try and go for a doctor for help?
It's a strange one, Gavin, because normally we're trying to encourage people to self-care for self-limiting viral illnesses. So it's a strange one for us to try to get across to people that what we now, with COVID-19, we now know that some people have very, very mild symptoms. In fact, a lot of people actually have no symptoms at all. So what we need people to do is, even if they have very small, mild symptoms, like normally they think, gosh, I'm just coming down with a bit of a cold, you know, or a sore throat, that they don't ignore that. Now, they don't need to come and physically see a GP, but we do need for people to come forward so that they can be tested. So they contact a GP during the week, and we now have a system in the out of hours where if you phone the out of hours with mild symptoms at the weekend, we can also schedule you for a COVID test, and then the result of that test will go back to your personal GP.
Mm. So it can be done relatively instantaneously, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, most tests will be completed within 24 to 48 hours. And that's what we need to do, because we know about this virus. What we need to do is we need to track and trace all of the cases. So what we know that's different about this virus compared to the early stages is we now know that it's possible that you could actually transmit this virus when you don't have any symptoms at all, or in that 24, 48 hours just before you develop symptoms. So it's really important that we can find the people who are positive and then be able to get in contact with their close contacts, so anyone that they've been in contact with in the previous 48 hours. Because it takes about 4 or 5 days before you start to develop symptoms. So if you've been exposed, we need you to take yourself out of circulation, stay away from others, self-isolate yourself at home, and that's how we're going to try to contain this virus and stop it spreading within families, within friends circles, and within work circles.
But is all of that then to say, Nuala, that message is being lost, and that you do have people who are now going around who might develop a fever, or, you know, the runny nose or the dry cough, all the other telltale symptoms, and that they're just trying to soldier on, and they're going out and about, and they're carrying these symptoms with them, and that it takes a couple of days before the penny might drop and they're deciding to actually go to a doctor?
Yeah. Yes, that we certainly have evidence that that is happening. And so this is where our message is, if you feel you're coming down with anything at all, please take yourself out of circulation. If you were meant to meet friends for dinner, if you were meant to go to a sporting event, whatever it was, please do not go. Take yourself out of circulation and contact your GP.
Well, obviously then, aside from the fact that they could be going around and obviously spreading the virus if they themselves are displaying the symptoms, isn't it also the case that that there's actually a higher risk of transmission when the symptoms are actually there? So although you can transmit the virus a couple of days before you develop the symptoms, that your transmissibility, if that's the right word, is actually much, much higher once you're actually in the throes of the condition?
Oh, absolutely. That's one thing that we know for definite, is your highest risk is when you're shedding the most virus, and that is really when you develop symptoms. But because we know that there is a small but definite risk of transmitting it just before that, that's why it's important to take yourself out of circulation. But especially the minute you develop symptoms, that you need to stay at home from work, you need to keep children home from schools, schools aren't back yet, from creches, and you need to stay away from any social interactions with your friends and family.
Does all of that suggest then that people actually, if they want to go and get registered for tests, do they actually need to be registered with a GP? Because there will be quite a lot of people, you know, particularly in built up areas, there are certain parts of Dublin where there aren't GPs that have availability, you know, that people just don't have a relationship with a GP, they don't ordinarily get sick themselves, so they're not on somebody's books. Does that mean that somebody actually has to be on a GP's books in order to, maybe not necessarily to get the test because the out of hour service can do it, but that they need to be on a GP's books in order to receive the results back?
Yeah, they do. And actually, we would encourage everyone to be registered with a GP. It's free to register with a GP in Ireland, even if you're a private patient, just to have you a GP that you can nominate. And even in the out of hours, we want people to actually nominate a GP so that the result can go back to a medical professional who can then communicate with you. But most importantly, if you develop symptoms, you're going to need advice. And so if you start to become unwell, and we do know that there's quite a lot of people who aren't registered. As you say, a lot of times it's younger people, maybe in cities, but also a lot of people who more recently have come to Ireland and who are working in Ireland, and they may not be familiar with the Irish healthcare system. A lot of people we've discovered don't actually know that they're entitled, for instance, to a medical card. So we would encourage everyone to make sure that they are registered with a GP. And through our own college, the Irish College of General Practitioners, our members, you know, we have a problem with insufficient capacity in general practice in this country around for many years. And I know it was quite hard for people sometimes to get registered with a GP. But we have appealed to our members, and most of our GP members will take on people, particularly to make sure that they have that GP contactable person in the event that they require a test for COVID-19 or for treatment of symptoms.
And are your members happy to do that? Are they happy to then to make themselves responsible as the point of contact for someone who isn't one of their own patients and who's not registered with their practice?
Well, they need to be registered because all of this stuff goes electronically. So if I'm actually able to receive a test result, I have to have somebody physically registered on my software system, because otherwise all the IT things don't actually connect.
So, but then if somebody doesn't have a GP and then they call their out of hours service because they want to get referred for a test, does that mean then that they have to still independently call up and register with a GP in order for the results to be transmitted to them?
Well, we have a sort of a fail-safe mechanism inside there that actually our out of hours admin is actually the medical directors are going to take responsibility. And what we've been doing then is we've been trying to, particularly with positive tests, what we've been trying to do is then locate through our own networks a GP. Just last week there was somebody identified. I'm a GP in Cork, and we had somebody in East Cork who had a positive test and who didn't have a GP. So what happened was I contacted two or three of the local GPs there, got that patient registered with the GP.
Okay.
So we sort of have a network connection through the Irish College of General Practitioners. We have 3,500 GPs in this country, and you know, we've an incredible communication system which has been in operation right throughout this COVID, supporting our doctors and supporting our patients.
How important in all of this is the new contact tracing app, which was rolled out during the week? Already more than 1 million downloads. I believe that the Business Post this morning reveals that the first cases have already been tracked down through that. That people are already beginning to get alerts to say that some of their contacts have formally tested positive. Which means, at least on a small scale, it appears to be on the cusp of doing its job.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think it's fantastic that so many Irish people have downloaded the app and signed up for this. And I think it's just a testament of the response that we have had, this wonderful community response that we've had in terms of trying to fight COVID-19 in Ireland. And yes, absolutely, it is working, and it is picking up cases. So I think any of you listening out there who haven't done it, we would encourage you to please download the app. What it does is it's another way to protect you, your family and your circle of friends. Because if inadvertently you have been exposed to this COVID virus, it may have happened in a public situation, in a work situation. It may be somebody among your own circle. What it will do, it's going to anonymously tell you that you have been within 2 meters of somebody who subsequently tested positive for more than 15 minutes, which means you may have been exposed to that virus. And even if you have no symptoms, that's the time then that you need to go for a test. So what will happen is you get a little ping on your phone. If you've given your phone number, the HSE will actually ring you and advise you and set you up for a test. If you haven't, because some people are a bit reluctant to give their phone number, it'll send you a text, and then you can ring the HSE number. Or if for some reason you're not certain what to do, you can ring HSE, the live number, and that's how you can get organised to get a test. And it's remember I said at the start there, it's by tracing and isolating and tracking people quickly. That's how we can confine any virus into small little clusters and stop us going back to the situation that we had earlier on this year where we had community transmission. But that's how we're going to fight this virus, having small clusters which we can contain and not having to go back to introducing any restrictions, as has happened in so many countries. We just saw on Friday, Hong Kong has closed its schools again, one of the countries that was lauded as one of the first to get the virus completely under control. So we know from what's happening internationally, as we open up, we know the mistakes that can happen. And in Ireland, we're in a unique situation. We're on an island. We have a fantastic community spirit here. And we just need to continue with that and learn to enjoy the freedoms that we have responsibly. And make certain that we don't have to introduce any more restrictive measures.
Just as a by the by, and appreciate that we didn't sort of suggest that we were going to ask you about this, but how important is it then that we make sure that we have a very close rein on the number of cases that might be imported? Because I saw that even Micheál Martin said this morning Ireland is doing everything it can to avoid a second wave, and yet people are posting screen grabs of the arrivals hall in Dublin Airport and the electronic records of all the flights coming in. There are flights still coming into Ireland from parts of the world that have a far greater prevalence of COVID-19 than we do. Is that an appropriate thing to do in your mind?
Well, I think, again, it comes down to personal responsibility here. Every country in the world and all countries in Europe, they have their national policies. And our policy for inward travellers and Irish people returning is that we have a voluntary quarantine system. And we are relying on people to take that personal responsibility to spend 14 days away from others so that they're not going to bring the virus into the country. And at the moment, our own government advise against any unnecessary outward travel so that our Irish citizens, as they return, will not be bringing the virus back. Mm. And, you know, I do think in European and in, you know, around the world, countries that have got the virus under control, inward transmission of the virus by travellers is definitely a factor in a resurgence of the virus. So it is something that we do need to be very careful about. But the other reason why the virus reemerges is because people are mixing together in crowded, poorly ventilated spaces. So we've now got to the stage where we can go and get our hair done. We can meet friends socially distanced in a restaurant. We can have friends and family around to our houses while observing certain measures. Many people are actually able to get back to work. We have children back in creches, and hopefully in September we'll have our schools reopening. And we want all of those things to continue. There are a few things that we all need to do. And the important things are that everyone needs to observe that 2 metre social distancing. We need people to wear masks where it's not possible to do that. So we now know that on public transport that has become mandatory, encouraging people to do it in shops. The original things, they're still very much there.
Sure.
Keeping your hands clean, keeping them
all the general advice,
all the
cough etiquette,
washing
your hands.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about one other issue, Nuala, before I let you go? This is something which has been raised by a few people that I know, and was raised by one of my colleagues here in News Talk as well this morning. They're raising concern that there appears to be this ongoing standoff now between creches and childcare operators and the GPs, where some creches have always had a policy that if a child develops a runny nose or whatever, that they like to call the parent and have the child brought home. Creches are now, of course, particularly mindful of the current circumstances. Any child that displays a runny nose or a temperature or anything like that, not only are they asking the parent to then come and bring the child home, but they're also refusing to readmit the child until a GP has signed off on them that they don't have COVID-19. Do you think that's a proportionate level of caution, or do they not have to be a little bit more realistic in recognising that the vast majority of kids have a runny nose most days of the week anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about it is that in other studies where they've looked at that, the vast majority of children who actually have a runny nose, that they just have one of the normal viruses that are there. There's a study in Switzerland where they tested every child with a runny nose for 3 weeks, and there was hardly any coronavirus there at all. But I think more importantly, you know, we have to rely on parents and parental judgment here. The practice whereby, as a GP, I'm supposed to sign off that your child is fit to go to creche or school, actually crept in pre-COVID-19. And we have to be careful about what is an appropriate use of our healthcare service. GPs are busy and sometimes doing work like this, which we would consider to be unnecessary.
It's also very difficult to triage a patient if you're doing it over the phone. Because, I mean, if you're trying to triage a lot of COVID-19 patients over the phone and not have them come into the practice, it's going to be even harder to do that in the case of a 2 or 3 year old, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, parents are very sensible and parents are able to make the judgment themselves. My child is unwell today. I need to keep my child away from creche or school. And, you know, we have a fantastic website called undertheweather.ie, which many parents use to try to decide what symptoms their child needs. Obviously, if they're concerned about a child, then they need to contact their GP and we will see them and assess them. But the vast majority of children get 6 or 7 viral infections every year. They recover completely well by themselves. And as GPs, we feel that parents are perfectly capable of deciding whether or not their child is actually a fit to go back to creche, and we do not think that this is an appropriate response, and I think it's undermining parents' own ability to judge for themselves about their children.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Nuala O'Connor, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Nuala O'Connor. She is the clinical lead on COVID-19 and antibiotic resistance at the Irish College of General Practitioners.